Okay, Chair, you're on the record.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Well, I will call to order the Rail Belt Transmission Organization Governance Committee meeting to order at 12:15 on March 20th, 2026. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, present.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, here.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, present.
Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, present.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, present.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on to public roll call for all others that are present.
I have a point of order.
Okay. Yes. We forgot the Rail Belt Reliability Council. I apologize, Mr. Jenkins.
No problem. Ed Jenkins here.
Thank you, Ed.
Okay, next we'll go to the folks on the Teams meeting. If you would state your name and affiliation for the record.
Kim Hankel, MEA.
Matt Clarkson, Chugach Electric.
Jess Buhler, HEA.
Andrew Johnson, Governor's Office.
And Carl, did I hear you announce your name as well?
Yeah, Carl Monroe, contractor for the RTO.
Okay, thank you.
Is that everyone on the Teams meeting? Okay. Then we're going to go to our attorney that I neglected to remember. I apologize.
No worries. Tina Grovier, Stoll Reeves, counsel for the RTO.
Okay, and then the folks in the room, if you'd like to state your name and affiliation for the record, that would be great.
Shannon Bleicher, Stoll Reeves.
Jessica Wright, Stoll Reeves.
Karen Bell, AEA.
John Sinclair, MEA.
Mark Billingsley, Alaska Energy Authority.
Bill Price, Energy Authority.
Okay, Chair, I think that's everybody.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, item four, the approval of the agenda. If we can get a motion for the approval.
Motion to approve, Arthur Miller.
Tony Zellers, second.
Okay. Any changes to the agenda from anybody? You're going to see it. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Chugach Electric Association.
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward.
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association.
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Zellers, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million, yes.
And Alaska Energy Authority.
Chris Thayer, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on to item five, public comments.
Okay, is there anyone in the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment? Please raise your hand. Okay, is there anyone in the room that would like to make a public comment? Okay, and then last, we'll go to the phone line. If there's anyone on the phone line that would like to make a public comment, please press *9 and you'll be recognized. Okay, Chair, there are no public comments.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item six, approval of the meeting minutes from February 13th, 2026, and these were in your packet for review. Motion for that.
Move to approve the meeting minutes of February 13th, 2026.
Second, Arthur Miller.
Okay. Any changes, additions, or otherwise for the minutes that were in your packet? Hearing and seeing none, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote for the approval of the meeting minutes.
Yes, sir.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Moving right along, item 7, old business, 7A, open access transmission tariff, RCA docket U2528. Tina, I will turn this over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. From February 17th through March 12th, at least on the weekdays, we had our hearing before the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. So they are now deliberating on their decision, which is due June 4th of 2026. I have matters related to this topic, budgeting, the RTO certificate, and next steps related to the OAT to discuss with you in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee members, or that are confidential under state, federal, or local law. Thank you.
Any questions for Tina? Not seeing any. Off easy until the executive session, I'm sure. Moving over to 7B technical subcommittee update. Mr. Sinclair.
Good afternoon. So happy to report we have made some progress on the RFP for local regional allocator and losses. We do have a draft. This was part of the hearing and lengthy discussions at the hearing, and we are trying to move forward with getting that study together. It's not quite ready for review by this body. We still are waiting for some comments from some of the parties, but we do have a draft. We do have a list of what we plan to study, so I'm hopeful next time we meet I'll have something for this body to take a look at. So that's our main focus right now. We also have some business practices that we are developing as well. They're still in draft form, but those are our main items, is that local regional allocator study, law study, and some business practices.
So any questions for John? Seeing any online either? So, all right. Thank you for the update.
Thanks.
Moving on to item 7C, tariff subcommittee update. And I know Karen is here to pinch hit for Daniel.
Good afternoon, everyone. The tariff subcommittee resumed meetings this week after being paused for a few weeks during the RCA hearing. The subcommittee will continue to meet weekly going forward to address business practices assigned to it. This past week, the subcommittee walked through a draft business practice, establishing a process that the RTO would use to update the OAT or business practices in the future. The subcommittee will continue to work on this business practice and will also begin reviewing business practices related to RTO postings and filing service agreements in the upcoming week. Once the subcommittee members have a recommendation, that recommended business practice will be presented to the governance committee at a public meeting. The subcommittee anticipates having some recommendations ready in the April to May time frame. Are there any questions?
Questions for Karen? All right. Thank you, and I'm sure you're going to sit right there for the Finance Subcommittee update as well.
I am. The Finance Subcommittee also resumed meetings this week. The Finance Subcommittee has established a weekly cadence to deal with business practices and protocols assigned to it in the Gantt chart submitted to the RCA. This week, the primary focus for the Finance Subcommittee was developing a recommendation for the fiscal year 2027 budget for the RTO. That will be discussed later in this meeting under new business on the agenda. The proposed budget is for costs related to outside services for the RTO and is based on dates proposed by the RTO in the Gantt chart. The Finance Subcommittee does anticipate we'll have to revisit the budget once a final order is issued in docket U25028. The Subcommittee has also begun to discuss processes for filing the annual transmission revenue requirement, along with the development of protocols, potentially including an informal review process, an informal challenge process. The Subcommittee will continue to evaluate and develop a recommendation for protocols over the next couple of weeks. This will be its primary focus. Once the subcommittee has a recommendation, it will come before the governance committee with that recommendation. Are there any questions?
Any questions for Karen? Well, don't see any.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that moves us on to item number 8, executive session. If we can get a motion to go into executive session for the reasons as was recommended by counsel.
Tony Zellers, I move that the RTO enter into an executive session to discuss confidential financial matters related to RTO finances and legal strategy. This is consistent with our bylaws, which allow a board to consider confidential matters in an executive session. In this case, the RTO believes that these are subjects that would have an adverse effect upon the finances of the RTO, are being discussed with an attorney, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the committee, or are protected by law due to rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
Do we have a second?
Second, Arthur Miller.
Any discussion on this topic? And Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to go into executive session, please.
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association?
Erlam, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Charles Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. And
on the record.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. I would advise the RTO has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session, except as authorized by bylaws section 5.12.2 to give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of a specific legal matter or pending negotiation. So with that, it moves us over to item number 9A, which is the RTO fiscal year 2027 budget. And Karen, if you could take that topic, please.
Sure. The proposed budget is only for the costs related to outside services and is based on the dates proposed by the RTO in the Gantt chart. For that reason, at this time, legal costs are projected to be less in next year because there's only one filing anticipated in fiscal year 2027. According to the Gantt chart that's been proposed by the RTO, the initial cost of service filing would not be until, at the latest, October 1st, at the earliest, August of 2027. However, an order in U25028 that has this filing sooner than the dates proposed by the RTO will require an increase to the legal budget. One thing that is not listed on the budget for the RTO administrative costs are the AEA staff costs. The reason those are not included in this budget is because AEA has requested an appropriation from the state to cover those costs until the oath becomes effective. The purpose of that appropriation is to pay for AEA's costs up until the time the tariff is effective, which will have an administrative charge that covers both contractual costs and AEA staff costs. Also for this reason, contractual costs would need to be covered by the cost share agreement that is in place at this time until the OAT becomes effective. The proposed budget also includes $750,000 for estimated costs of studies needed to implement the OAT as proposed by the RTO. This includes a uniform tier, a regional local benefit allocator study, and a study for losses. These estimates will be refined through a procurement process. A final order in U25028 may change how, if, and when these studies are performed, which could also result in a needed budget amendment coming before this committee. Any questions?
I just want to clarify, the money that's being requested of the state is for FY27.
Yes. Did I say FY26?
No, I just want to make sure. Oh, yes. It's a one-year. We have funding for FY26. It's for FY27.
Yes, it's for FY27.
Yeah.
July 1st to June 30th.
Yeah. Thank you.
Questions for Karen on this? Yeah, so we've got some study money that we didn't have last year. We have reduced legal services costs compared to last year, but based on how the ruling all goes, this could be a great draft that gets totally changed and modified going forward.
It is possible. We may have to revisit this with the final order in IU 25028.
Okay. Just making sure I'm clear on that. Okay. If we get a motion to approve the budget that is presented.
I move that we approve the FY27 RTO budget as presented.
Arthur Miller, second.
Any discussion on this? Okay, hearing and seeing none, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to approve the RTO fiscal year 27 budget, please.
Yes, sir. Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward, I believe Mr. Hickey dropped off. And Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Moves us on to member comments. Arthur, I'll start with you.
Okay, thank you. I want to express appreciation for all the individuals that were involved in the hearing. Tina, you and your team really did a great job. Really appreciate all your efforts. I haven't spent a lot of time in the hearing room myself. I know what you guys went through. And there are times where it's better going to the dentist. But anyway.
Without Novocaine.
So really appreciate it, and thanks for the updates on the budget, and good job putting that together. Thanks.
No. First, again, thank everybody on the team, especially Karen and Mark, for dedicating 4 weeks of their life to this process. And I would have lost money because I would have predicted that Carl was going to be the most time on the stand. But I would have gone broke on that one. Tony.
Yeah, echo those comments, and also thank the subcommittees for starting work on the business practices and everything that needs to be done to not get behind schedule just because the hearing's over. So thanks.
Sarah.
Yeah, I just want to echo the thanks to Tina and her group, and then also the RTO witnesses in particular. I think John and Karen and Carl did a very good job on the stand, and it was a long few days for them, and we did very well represented in the efforts that we've been put forward the last 16 months. So thank you.
Ed?
Yeah, I appreciate the comments that have already been made, so I would just echo those and express my appreciation again for the committees and the work they've already started to do to move things along in this time frame.
Yeah, and I would just echo all the comments that were made. Almost 3.5 week long hearing was very, very long. A lot of work and effort went into it behind the scenes, I know, before it even got to the hearing. So I think everything went as well as it could, and I feel for those who were on the stand for as long as some of them were. So with that, next meeting date will be determined. We'll be getting that scheduled here soon. And with that, if we could get a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Arthur Miller.
$20 second.
Okay. And Jennifer, final roll call vote to adjourn.
Yes, sir. Let's see, Golden Valley Electric Association?
Charles Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
The City of Seward is absent. Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
And the motion carries, Chair.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.